morning. You are inside the cave, 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. And as promised, on the other end of our line, we have the Clinton Red Wolves head football coach, Casey Randolph, the LCAA champ, 10-0 on the season. Coach, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Doing all right. And happy to talk some high school football with you. We heard a little bit in the update as you talked to Steve Barkway about this matchup against E-Course. We'll get to them in a second. But last week, last Friday, you took on a familiar opponent and a pesky one in Ida. Tell us a little bit about that.
For sure. You know, Ida's a very tough team, and I think that they were a little bit underrated just because of their strength of schedule. Their first four games, they ended up 0-4. And their first four games were 35-32 against Carleton Airport, and they lost to Whiteford, who's ranked pretty high and undefeated. Lost to Hudson, obviously returning state champs, and they lost to us, who are having a phenomenal year. But they are very, very tough, and honestly, facing them four times in 2 years, it's tough to continually beat great teams and great programs, especially in the same year. And they had some real big backs that and defensive ends and linebackers that really caused people a lot of problems, everybody that they played. And, you know, we were able to get it done, but it was a real close game for most of the game. We were able to get some turnovers and get some defensive stops, which we were able to spread the gap and, you know, take care of business and win first round, and we're happy to be moving on, that's for sure.
Last time we talked, Coach, was after the Onsted game, game we had here in the Cave. Braden Lehman did not play. It seems like he's back, and, you know, the same old Braden.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just were being, you know, safe about some things. We did that with Braden for one game. We did that for Nick Shadley for another game. Just didn't want to risk anything. They probably could have played, be honest with you. But, you know, it's always better to be safe than sorry. And it worked out in our favor. I think that both of those young men, knock on wood, are back healthy. And we're hopefully at full strength and able to play with everything that we have tonight against E-Course.
You know, looking at I want to talk defense in a second, but your offense, you've stuck with the two quarterback thing, and it's working pretty well, I'd say, between the two guys you have out there. Could you talk to, you know, their play this season and how they both looked in the playoff game? I from when I talked to Jeff, it sounded like you sort of went mainly one quarterback last week. Is that right?
No, we split time.
You did? Okay.
Two. Yeah, the Hudson game, we kind of stuck with one quarterback. Coy Perry primarily played defense against the Hudson, but last week they both split time, and they've done that here as the season progressed. In the beginning of the season, it was just Coy Perry, and, you know, Coy's a junior, and Andy's a sophomore, and both quarterbacks have progressed and gotten better throughout the year and every week. And, you know, them splitting time, it's phenomenal to watch their progress, both as quarterbacks, as leaders, and as young men. And, you know, some people may not like, you know, splitting time. And we're fortunate that we have two phenomenal young men that can run our offense and lead our team. And they are each other's biggest cheerleader and biggest fan. And they both come out every play call. They both listen to play call, encourage each other, congratulate each other. It's awesome. I never imagined that it would play out this well. But when you have two high character individuals like both of them, it works out really well. So I know that that's not done very often, and certainly not done very often successfully. So we're very fortunate to have the kind of kids that can do it successfully.
Yeah, so I must have had week 9 and week 10 mixed up, because Jeff did tell me about the Hudson game, how he went with pretty much the one quarterback. Yeah, so talking with head coach Casey Randolph for the Clinton High School football team.
Morning, Coach. Andrew Morton here. So talking about your defense, you're going into a game that they average about 33 points a game, roughly. And, I mean, your defense has been one of the best defenses in Lenawee County all year. How are you guys looking to kind of attack them going into this tonight?
Well, good morning. I think that their quarterback is phenomenal. He's a great, great athlete, and maybe one of the worst things you can do is flush him and cause him to improvise. He's fast, he's elusive, but he also can throw the ball not just well, but throw it a heck of a long way. And I think that we have to be aggressive yet patient, and we have to work to corral that quarterback and keep him contained. And that's going to be hard to do, to be honest with you. He's a phenomenal athlete, as are some of many of their kids, actually. But we saw quite a bit of film. We think that we have the ability to do that. Now, whether we do or not, that remains to be seen. But, you know, corralling him, keeping him contained is our number one priority.
So when you take on a team with boatloads of talent in your own division, I know you've played Hudson and they have a lot of talent in their division. Could you maybe, are you clawing back to week one, you know, when you played a team in Notre Dame Prep that, you know, can do a lot of things well and has a lot of talent? You know, did that game back in week one sort of set you up for a game like this?
You couldn't be more correct.
Yes, I mean, all right.
You know, when we come out of the gate playing Notre Dame Prep and they're spread, they're coached extremely well, they execute extremely well, that has prepared us well. It made us, you know, in the summer, 2 days leading up to that, it made us fast forward and do a lot of things to prepare ourselves for that game. We were able to win that game, and I think that for sure has helped prepare us for the spread of eCourse. Now, eCourse does some things a little bit differently, but it is essentially the same concept. And, you know, I feel like we're prepared to defend them. We just have to be able to do it for 4 quarters.
Yeah, Blind Squirrels and Acorns coach on that pullback from week one. You know, sometimes I get some things right. what's the message for your team pregame to get them ready for this one?
Our focus is on ourselves. We have to compete at the level that we're capable of. We have to not let anything distract us, regardless of what that is, and focus on what our job is and as an individual to help help our defense and offense run accordingly. So our message is focus on us, do our jobs, and play as hard as we can for 4 quarters.
Well, fantastic. Coach Casey Randolph for the Clinton Red Wolf football team. 10-0 Clinton, 9-1 eCourse. That game is on Q95 Country. Steve Barkway and John Roberts on the call for that one. Coach, good luck tonight, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And there you have it. Clinton head football coach Casey Randolph joining us inside the Cape.